Welcome back to Pebble Creek here in Becker for State Golf. I have Dawson Boyd's coach, Corey Larson, with me. And Corey, you've put a full day in with the girls and now Colin.
Yeah, it's a few miles, but that's definitely all right. I'd rather have it that way than
not be here.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, before we talk about Colin, he just finished here. Let's talk about your girls that participated today.
Yeah, you know, Ellie was the first one to go off. It's definitely a different set of nerves, I think. She felt, you know, you kind of want to, you think going in, you can calm yourself a little bit. And, you know, it's just a different meet, different surroundings. And, you know, she got off to a kind of a nervous start on hole 10 was her starting hole. And, but, you know, she came right back and parred the next hole, actually. She kind of had a little bit of an up and down day for her, but yeah, I think, you know, all in all, pretty good. Rachel had a really nice back nine. She kind of fought some things early, kind of started striking the ball better kind of halfway through her round. And I think for her, too, she could have, same thing with kind of Ella, if they would have putted better, they could have been, you know, kind of for Rachel, probably right around, you know, a 90, and Ella probably in the kind of the mid to upper 80s. But that's kind of what this course, where it gets you a lot of times is greens were, you know, fairly quick, and they're, you know, you got to make sure you're missing on the right side of some pins, and you know, it's sometimes it's your lag putting that can get you. It's a number of things, so it's a very good good test. But very proud of those three girls, the way they battled. You know, Ella certainly played a nice consistent round. Rachel just had to dig in. Maybe didn't, you know, start with the her front nine. Our first nine holes wasn't maybe the way she wanted to start the tournament, but you know, to come back and play well down the stretch was nice to to see out of her.
Yeah, when I was interviewing them, they all three are wearing smiles.
You know, those three girls don't let much get them down. They enjoy playing the game. They want to do well, but you know, they're so positive. Their positive approach to just not just golf but life in general. So three girls that are going to be very, very successful.
Good. All right, let's talk about Colin. He just finished here, boy. He had a nice round.
Yeah, he did. He hit the ball very, very solid today. Was good off the tee. You know, very few mistakes. He had a couple of putts that he left on the lip. Maybe one or two swings that, you know, cost him a couple of shots. But all in all, he played phenomenal. This is his first time breaking 80.
Oh, wow.
You know, to do it at the day one
personal
of the state
best.
Tournament. So good
That's
for
awesome.
Him.
You know, pick up some birdies or?
Yeah, he only had one birdie on the day. But he had a couple nice up and downs. And, you know, he was pretty solid where he was, he left himself with a lot of birdie chances uphill. So he was in very much in control of his game today. Just, you know, again, could have very easily had a couple of those drop and, you know, one or two kind of approach shots that got him. And, you know, he could have turned it into a really great round. But super proud of for him for throwing his career best at the board on day one.
That's the time to do your personal best at state.
Yeah, definitely. You know, he walking off here too, and you know, he said he just enjoyed being out there. So, and that's kind of what you want. Don't put pressure on yourself. You have no idea what everybody else is doing, and just go play golf.
All right, thanks a lot for your time, Corey, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll see you tomorrow, Paul.
All right. Head coach Corey Larson of the Blackjacks here at Pebble Creek here in Becker for State Golf.